Hey, it's Zach. It's the Best Advice Show, where each episode I invite on a new guest who offers one piece of advice. You might be eyeing a new job. And if you are, you should listen to today's advice before you apply.
My name is Laura Weber Davis. I'm the executive producer of Stateside on Michigan Radio.
And Laura has some advice about how to write a winning cover letter.
Cover letters seem like this daunting task that we are taught is a certain formula that we must just perform, I guess you'd say, like a resume. It is a task that you must accomplish to apply for a job. If you can stop viewing it that way and start viewing it as your first introduction to the place where you'd like to work, think about how you want to actually present yourself. And it's probably not just as a Word document with spaces to fill in.
Yeah.
You actually want to look like a human and somebody who would be good to work with. And, you know, the cover letter really isn't a formula at all. It's a piece of paper and an opportunity to fill that single piece of paper with as much of yourself as possible.
So what are we doing wrong, the people who are writing crappy cover letters?
So much. I mean, if you're applying just because you need work and the job doesn't excite you, I still would say put in a little bit of effort.
Yeah.
But this is really for a job that you think you might actually want. So the first thing would be to know what you're applying for.
Mm-hmm.
You should know to whom you're addressing it. Don't write "to whom it may concern." Or
just go on LinkedIn and find the actual human being who's going to likely be reading this.
And let's say that the hiring manager, don't write "dear hiring manager," which half the ones I get are say that. It's if you can figure out who your supervisor would be, write it to that person.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're not the first person to get it, they're going to need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So put their name on it because ultimately you're reporting to them. So that's my first and most important a beginning
Simple,
place.
Important.
Yeah.
Yep.
But also understand what it is the organization does and reflect back in that letter that you understand the organization or why you're applying for the job. So
mm-hmm.
that's point one.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is to not simply repeat your resume. I can read your resume. I can see what you've done. And I, you know, you create a resume for that for a very specific set of bullet points and quick little notes that you think are important for that person to see.
Mm-hmm.
But repeating it in your cover letter isn't doing anything more for me. It's just
right.
putting your resume in a more
in a paragraph rather
yeah,
than a list.
Exactly.
Yep.
So tell me a story, right?
Yep.
Tell me a story that instead of saying where you graduated from and where you spent your time. Tell me about a project you worked on that demonstrates your project management skills or some sort of skill set that you want that person to understand without having met you that you have.
Yep. Yep.
So those are like the two basic things that I feel like most cover letters are missing.
Yeah. I feel like talking about, demonstrating somewhat of a sophisticated understanding of what the job is. And talking about how you are going to help the organization rather than the other way around
Correct.
Is something where a lot of people go wrong. Like, I've written cover letters where I kind of sound beggy, you know? Like, I really hope you'll hire me because you guys are incredible and I love what you do, which isn't unimportant, but to talk about actually how you're going to help solve.
Yes.
Someone needs to show you, Laura, how they're going to help you solve your problem, which is like getting the show produced and like, you know, doing it creatively and stuff. Would you agree?
Yes. But I would also say that even though you may feel like a cover letter sounds a little baggy, I think that that's better than coming off as somebody who is so overly confident
yeah.
that you, hiring manager, Zach Rosen, Laura Weber Davis, you would be lost without me.
Right.
Because that's not necessarily true either.
Yeah.
And I think this brings me to another one of my small points. If you really want to dig into like what separates the wheat from the chaff.
I do.
Is when you sound baggy, as long as you don't use the word love or passion, you probably are conveying both love and passion by demonstrating how much this position would mean to you in your life and why it is that you want to go into this field. When you overuse a word, which if you look at a stack of resumes, you see, you know, I don't know, 100,000 different words. Probably 3% of those words are love or passion.
Totally. I would love to, you know, do this job. I have a strong passion for it. That's like in every other letter.
And when you read as a hiring manager that word over and over again, it loses meaning.
Yeah.
And so if you can convey love and passion without ever using those words, and this is something I'm very passionate about, then you are a leg above everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a detail-y one, but I think the details are what matter when it comes to cover letters.
Can you recall a cover letter that blew your mind?
Yes, one. Isn't that terrible?
And you've read hundreds.
Yes, but I still think about her cover letter because I'm like, she did it right from the beginning to the end.
What did she do so well?
Well, she did what would be my final point is where she started.
Mm.
Make your first sentence a banger. Your first sentence should not say, which everybody's does, I am so excited to be applying for the position of Zach Rosen's personal assistant.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that you are applying for this job.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that you're excited to apply for it.
Mm-hmm.
So say something. And if you can avoid starting with the word I, even better.
Mm.
But say something that hooks me like any great story would or any good book would. And it doesn't have to be, you know, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, but it should at least draw me to the second sentence.
Yeah.
And this woman who applied for a job, her first sentence was along the lines of, I finally booked the interview with Ahmaud Arbery's mom at 3 a.m.
Mm.
It was something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was dramatic,
mm-hmm.
and it made me understand something about her as a professional already.
Yeah.
And I certainly wanted to keep reading about her.
Wow.
And her entire cover letter was a story about booking this murdered young man's mother for an interview.
Wow.
And the emotional and practical difficulty of getting that interview. And so even though it was a single story in her cover letter, I learned everything I needed to know about her.
Which is such a great strategy because you could go in and try to summarize your whole career, but it's so much more compelling to tell one story that's going to illustrate who you are as a person rather than trying to encompass everything you've done in your life.
Exactly.
Wow. Did you hire her?
No.
She's too good for the job.
But you know, it's interesting. She actually was accepted and took another job right before we got to the final stage. And that's really one of the reasons we didn't move on with her is because she had already accepted then another job. So clearly there were other people who were seeing the same things in her that we were seeing.
Yeah. Laura Weber Davis reviews cover letters with a judicious eye at Stateside, the daily news magazine from Michigan Radio. And here's an exciting development. Stateside is going to start to play some advice from this show on their show every Monday. So if you listen to Stateside, which is on 91.7 in Ann Arbor and Detroit, 104.1 in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 91.3 in Port Huron, 89.7 in Lansing, 91.1 in Flint. If you are in Michigan, tune into Stateside every day at 3 and 9 p.m. And on Mondays, you might hear some best advice. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you have some advice, I would love to hear it. Give me a call on the hotline at 844-935-BEST.